And we continue on the PM Sports page. It's now time for our Hedge Above Lawn Care Athlete of the Week. This week's recipient is Columbus Community football player Abel Mena. Abel, congratulations on the honor, and thanks for joining me here today.
No problem.
So, Abel, coming off a successful start to the season, most importantly, you got the win over Winfield Mountain Union on Friday night, 27-13. You had a very successful game yourself, almost 300 all-purpose yards altogether, four touchdowns altogether. You, yourself, and as a team, what was kind of the overall outlook that you thought went well on Friday?
Well, you know, on Friday there was a bunch of things that went well, but, you know, with things coming well, there was a lot of things that went wrong too. But we were able to, you know, get important stops on defense, and then we were also able to make big plays, which took everybody. And then, you know, I think that our biggest thing was that we were able to stop them on defense.
Well, Abel, you mentioned big plays. You had a couple of those big runs of 87 yards, a 94-yard touchdown as well. Kind of bring me back to those plays. What did you see? What kind of the line opened up for you? What kind of hole did you see? Just kind of break down those couple plays.
Okay. You know, I'll be honest. When my teammate came out and, you know, ran me out the play, I was like, oh, man, this play again, you know, because I was already tired. But, you know, I kind of knew that, you know, if I went out there and, you know, I gave everything, you know, and that my team would follow. And, you know, now that goes for everybody. If, you know, one guy goes hard, everybody follows. So, you know, I just went there. They blocked it up pretty well. You know, I didn't see a hole in the outside. You know, I went towards the outside and, you know, gone upfield.
Well, there's that track speed showing off. Abel, 1-0 on the season, already a good start to it. Talk about the overall goal of the team this season that your team set out for you, maybe a personal goal as well here in your senior campaign.
Yeah, throughout my 4 years of high school, you know, my biggest goal about football is just having fun. I tell Coach Simmons all the time, you know, wins and losses don't really, you know, affect me. You know, if I can smile at practice, if I can smile after a game, you know, football's going great. I mean, you know, don't get me wrong, wins and losses are fun, but, you know, if you can have fun while you're losing or, you know, have fun while you're winning, then the game's good.
Very good. Well, Abel, this is your first season as quarterback. You've done a little bit in the past, but last year you're at that wingback position. How has the transition been to the signal caller over at the quarterback position?
I will say at first it's very nerve-wracking. Throughout the summer, Mr. Simmons put me as quarterback. You know, me calling the cadence is very nerve-wracking. We went from a quarterback that was, you know, 6 foot, had a golden arm, to a guy who's 5'8", runs really fast, throws okay. But, you know, as I told Simmons, you know, very nerve-wracking. But, you know, now the more reps I get, the more, you know, more comfortable I'm going to get. And then on Friday night, it just showed it. I was very comfortable up there, and, you know, I was doing it.
Yeah, and also showing off the arm as well. Completed a couple different passes, including a touchdown pass over to Tommy Pretz. With that, you just mentioned your senior season. What kind of leadership role? You mentioned kind of going in that quarterback, but overall, what kind of leadership role have you taken on here in your senior season?
You know, one leadership role Mr. Simmons has brought up to me is, as quarterback, you know, when, you know, plays go downhill and something happens, you know, you can't lose your head. You know, now that is, you know, one thing that, you know, I'm figuring out. Last year as wing back, if something went wrong, you know, I could have lost my head and, you know, be angry the entire game and, you know, play just fine. But at quarterback, you really can't do that. It's because if you do that, then, you know, your other teammates feed off you. And then, you know, you have to be the one that's, you know, cool, calm, collected, you know, running the offense. So, you know, I think that is the biggest leadership role that I'm trying to take on right now is, you know, that just whatever happens, you have to be okay, get up, and go to the next play.
Awesome. Well, you mentioned Coach Simmons. Let's kind of talk about him a bit. What's kind of his coaching style? What do you like about Coach Simmons being the coach of the football team?
You know, Coach Simmons, he's been coaching for 2 years now. I'm pretty sure 2-3 years. But, you know, he's, at practice, he's, you know, very, you know, Mr. Simmons, you know, knows that balance between play time and, you know, serious time. You know, at practice, you know, practice is fun. But, you know, when we need to be serious and do something, he's always there and whatnot. And then not only that, he is always looking out for each other. Actually, this year he gave out his personal phone number this summer to the entire team. So for the entire summer, we've been texting him and, you know, whatnot. And, you know, he is communicating great with us. So, you know, I think that Mr. Simmons has just put himself out there. And, you know, he loves the game. And, you know, he loves helping, you know, athletes, you know, become better people, you know, better students. So, you know, I think Coach Simmons is a great coach.
Kind of wrapping up football Friday night, second game of the season, of course, facing off with Durant, looking for some revenge, lost a close one last season. What can we expect Friday against Durant?
You know, we have been really practicing down on Durant. You know, last year it was close, and, you know, this year we expect to make it closer. As I said earlier, you know, that's the only thing I hope for on Durant on Friday is, you know, just to have fun. You know, if we have fun during that game, that is a win for me.
Abel, obviously, you're in a lot of different sports, which is great at a smaller school, also involved in track, basketball, baseball, and then, of course, football. Out of the four sports, do you have a favorite?
Probably my favorite sport would have to be baseball.
What about the game that you love so much?
You know, just baseball, you know, is that, you know, I play in the outfield, and, you know, out there, I feel like I can run around forever and, you know, just be out there forever.
Awesome. A good game just to kind of enjoy the day. I don't blame you there. Well, yep. Abel, you're a senior, of course. Yeah, a lot of time to kind of decide, but any thoughts on plans after high school?
You know, right now the plan after high school is to, you know, attend Iowa State University, you know, go into their engineering program. I'm not sure what engineering I want to pursue because they have such a good engineering field, but I'll probably go undecided at first.
Some what kind of inspired you? Obviously, there's a lot of ways to go with the engineering route, but what kind of inspired you to want to push into the engineering field?
Well, my family, and now my mom and my two uncles on her side, they're all in the medical profession. So, you know, for a while I really wanted to go into medical, and then, you know, I thought to myself, you know, maybe I should do something different. And, you know, I like doing stuff with my hands. You know, I like thinking about something and, you know, doing something to help others. So, you know, I thought that I'd pursue the engineering.
Very good. Well, Abel, of course, summer kind of getting wrapped up. Of course, summer's done now. But this past summer, what do you like to do kind of in your free time?
In my free time, you know, I just like to, you know, just hang around the house. You know, I just like to, you know, enjoy summer, I guess. You know, I work at the pool as a lifeguard, and, you know, there I spend most of my time. But, you know, now just, you know, I just like spending time in my community talking to, you know, our community members. Because, you know, now they always have great stories to tell, you know, talking to my friends. Again, great stories, great memories we create. So,
well, Abel, last question before I let you go. Our sponsor, Hedge Above Lawn Care, prides themselves on core values such as honesty and integrity. What are some of your core values?
My core values are, you know, you got to be trustworthy. Also, a core value would be, you know, now you have to put effort in, you know, have to put effort in everything. That's one thing Coach Simmons, you know, not only Coach Simmons, but Coach Jake McCullough. He's always like, you know, we can teach, you know, now we can teach the lineman's first step. We can teach blocking. We can teach cutting, you know, cutting back into the hole. But what we can teach is attitude, you know, effort and hustle. And, you know, that's probably one of my biggest core values, just, you know, having a good attitude, putting good effort into everything you do.
Well, Abel, it's been fun talking to you. Thanks for joining me here today, and good luck on Friday.
Hey, well, thank you for having me, and thank you.
That was Abel Mena of the Columbus football team joining us as our Hedge Above Lawn Care Athlete of the Week. Terrific week for Abel and Columbus as they start up their season 1-0. Abel went 13 carries for 237 yards on the ground, 3 touchdowns. Also went 3-for-5 through the air, 42 yards and a touchdown pass. Terrific start for the season to Abel. Good luck to them the rest of the way. We'll be back with some more on the PM Sports page right after this.